Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. The only local station run by the community for the community. VectisRadio.com.
But in the meantime, we've got our first guest in, haven't we?
We have the lovely Christy, and she's here from M&C Handy Hands. Hello, Christy.
Good afternoon.
Hello, thank you for inviting me.
No problem at all. M&C Handy Hands, what's that about then?
Basically, my partner and I decided to join a business together and offer many different services. I come from a care background. I've done a lot of different roles in health and social care. So I offer support with shopping and cleaning. Mm-hmm. We also offer help with dog walking and gardening. We do a bit of everything. And I think it's really good because we can offer that variety of service.
So is it aimed at a specific section of the population?
It's available for everyone. We do have a lot of people that are elderly or disabled that it's very helpful to, because if you need a gardener or a dog walker or cleaner, you can have it all in one go. There's no waiting around for people to turn up, and we're very reliable and friendly.
I'm sure you are, yeah. So what sort of dogs do you like to walk? What's your favourite dog?
We love all animals. Yeah. We have two dogs ourselves,
right,
and two guinea pigs and a cat. So we're used to all animals, really.
So it's just you and your partner that do
yeah,
this?
Yeah, just us.
So just sort of 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day. It sounds like all those things you do.
We do work a lot. Mainly Monday to Friday, but we do whatever we need to do to, you know, we can have run us, really.
But you're not an agency as such, you're your own people.
No, we are.
Okay.
So if you had like an elderly person, they just wanted you to, say, clear up all the leaves in their garden, would you go and do that?
Yes, of course. Yes, we can offer anything.
Yeah.
It's very person-centred. So we can go in and make sure that they're comfortable with us, and then we go from there and see what they'd like us to do. And we're happy to do anything. We can offer many different things. We have an advertisement that we do put on Facebook, but if anyone would like to phone us just to discuss anything that we can offer them, then we're happy to do that.
Well, that's good, isn't
it? Do you cover the whole island?
Yes, we do.
Okay, that's worth knowing.
Well, including freshwater.
Including as far as freshwater.
Nowhere.
Do you cover as far as freshwater? Yeah. That's fine. So you can basically go and see somebody with no obligation and say what we can offer you.
Yes, of course.
Do you take the point of getting to know the person first to see what it is they want?
If that's what they like to do, we do get a lot of calls just asking for general gardening, and then we'll just go and have a look. But especially if you're seeing someone every week for shopping and cleaning, some people do prefer to get to know you a bit first if you're going to be in their house. And we are DBS checked and insured, but we are very happy to just go out and meet the person first before any commitment. There isn't any obligation at all.
No. My mum has someone to do her shopping for her because she's nearly 95, but she's over in Dorset. So, and she's quite particular of what she likes. So if someone says to you, can you get me this, that, or something else, will you get them precisely that? Or?
Yes, of course. I've done a lot of shopping for people in the past. I used to work as a support worker in the community.
Yeah.
So I am very used to doing shopping for people, and I've never had any complaints.
I'm sure
so
you
far.
Haven't. No. But some people are a bit funny, aren't they, about their own shopping, which is fair dues, isn't it?
Well, you would be, wouldn't you? Because you go out to a shop yourself or whatever, you say, I want that particular brand in that particular size from that particular shop. And that's what you do. So it's not unfair to ask someone who's doing shopping for you to do exactly the same thing.
Well, quite.
Not come back with a generic substitute. No, that's excellent news. What's the sort of most interesting thing you actually had to do between you?
I'd probably say dog walking, because it's just lovely just to go for a nice walk. And we've taken two dogs out this morning as well. And it's just lovely to get to know them, because I love animals so much. And it's nice to see their faces.
And dogs tend to sense whether you like them or not straight away.
Yeah, definitely.
And so if they're going for a walk with you, they must be quite happy with you being there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I hope you took them back to their owner.
Yeah. You know, it must be sometimes you think, oh, this is a really cute dog. But you will take dogs for a walk, you will sort gardens out. You do DIY around the house as well, that kind of thing?
We do. It just depends on what jobs are needed, really. But we're very honest and open about what we can do. So if anyone gives us a call, if we can't do that, then we are... I'm very happy to also recommend other island businesses.
That's a good idea. Excellent. So how do people get hold of you then?
Well, we have an email address. We're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have a website and a telephone number. I can give that out. Our telephone number is 075-355-94595. And we have a Facebook page at M&C Handy Hands.
Mm-hmm. Is that M with a tiddly pom and or A-N-D?
An sign. Yeah. I knew that might be a bit confusing.
Well, no, it's just some people like to know these things, don't they?
Yeah. And our email address is mchandyhands@email.com.
Ooh. Yep.
Yeah, I've found your website, your Facebook page.
Yeah, and our website is http /// mchandyhands.co.uk. If anyone would like to have a look at our website.
Yeah.
We are off doing a lot of services, so I'm just adding them onto there.
Okay. Yeah. But like many websites, it's a work in progress.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Can you just read that phone number out for us again, please, Maggie?
It's 075-355-94595.
Okay, and who do they ask for? You or just anybody who answers?
Either myself or my partner, Mike.
Mike, right. He's the one sitting out there, is he?
Yes,
so he's the M and this is the C.
Oh, yes, of course. Duh. Yeah. I just present radio shows.
This
I'm not
is
that
true,
bright.
Yes.
Okay, so... You don't have to be an elderly person, but they are the sort of people that like to ring you up. You could be someone who's infirm for whatever reason, either temporarily, like they broke their leg or something.
Yeah,
or,
of course.
More disabled needs, that's fine. And they give you a call and you'll come have a chat with them about how much it's going to cost them to get whatever it is you want done. But
yeah.
You do look like somebody who enjoys doing that they do.
Yes, I do. I enjoy it very much. I like to help other people. Mm. That's what I've always done in the work that I do. So that's the main thing for me, is to make sure that people are happy and offer a really good service to people.
Good for you.
We are also going to be offering welfare checks as well on the island.
All right.
What's a welfare check?
If someone's been in hospital, perhaps they're very independent and can do a lot of things for themselves. But if you've been in hospital and you've perhaps, say, broken your leg and you just need to get used to being at home again and getting back to that full independence, we can just come in and make sure that you're okay, that you have a cup of tea, that, you know, you're fine. Mm. Because some people don't need all of that care package from an agency.
Oh, right,
it might just be
a
short-term thing just to check and make sure.
That's worth knowing.
Yeah, there are some people that don't have family around or friends, and it's just nice to have a friendly face pop in and just make sure that you're okay.
Yes, and they can do that through you with no problem at all.
Yes, yes, we will
talk a bit more
that.
After the break, shall we?
We still have our guest in, don't we?
We do. We have Christy from M&C Handy Hands.
We do. Now, Christy, you said earlier on you do welfare checks for people who may have come out of hospital after an accident or injury or illness. So does that include making sure that the house is right for them, they've got the right equipment necessary?
Yes, of course. I mean, we can, if we notice something when we go in, you know, that's that needs to be changed possibly for them, then we can give the person telephone numbers in order to get the correct services that they need, in order, you know, to get make a referral. But it's mainly just to go in and make sure that person's okay, mm-hmm. that they've got a drink, that their house is secure, mm-hmm. and that they feel safe. And if there's anything that they want us to do, or if they need help in any way, then they can ask us to do that.
Okay.
It's just a bit of security for people to know that they've got someone that's going to come in,
yes.
and just make sure that they're all right.
And someone who cares.
Yeah.
So would you cook a full-blown meal for them, or...?
If that's what the person needed yeah. and they wanted us to do, then we could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm, well, worth knowing.
It is,
and,
yeah.
and things like making sure they've got clean bedclothes, that kind of stuff, all ready for them, so that if they got it there, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you have to say it on the radio. Nodding doesn't actually work all that well.
They can't see you nodding.
Nodding very excited. Yes, we do that. It's excellent. We do that. And that so there are a whole range of things that you can do at MSC Handy Hands, which is
yeah.
really worth knowing.
So if you've got someone who's actually in hospital and they need their dog walked or their cat fed or something, can you do that?
Yes, we could do that. Yeah. Mm, if I mean, we are DBS checked. And insured, if someone needs us to do that and they're happy for us to do that whilst they're
yeah.
away, then we can offer that as well. We also offer many other services, help with housework, whether that's a one-off clean, mm-hmm. if somebody just wants to have a spring clean
yeah.
or on a regular basis to keep things up together, we can
yeah.
help with that as well.
Excellent.
And gardening the same.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of one-off gardening as well,
yeah.
and big jobs, but
yes.
also regular maintenance.
Excellent
like
stuff.
Cutting the grass and stuff.
yeah.
yeah, the usual thing. Excellent,
yeah.
excellent. Well, that's great news. Just give us the contact
it?
Details one more time, please, Maggie, if you would.
Okay, our telephone number is 075 355 94595, sorry.
94595, okay, yeah, that's
yeah.
fine.
And we're on Facebook at MNC Handy Hands.
Mm-hmm. That's probably the easiest way of finding
probably,
it.
It's probably yeah. the easiest
yeah.
way,
you
yeah.
all, you get all the contacts from that
yeah.
page.
Yeah, yeah that's easier for
that's
people.
That's brilliant. What a brilliant service.
An excellent service. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be in touch again, no doubt, in the future. This interview will be... on our website at some point. We are, like you, we've got some issues with our website.
Yeah.
So, but it will be podcasted. We'll send you the link probably tomorrow or the day after.
Yes,
yeah,
so we'll email you the link to the audio and you can stick it on your website or whatever.
Brilliant. That's
thank you for coming in. I hope your business does well.
Thank you.
And have a great Christmas. Are you walking anybody's dogs on Christmas Day? Or are you
not Christmas Day. No. I don't think many people want us in on Christmas Day.
No,
but
I wouldn't have thought
probably
so.
Going to walk her own dogs
yeah,
on
I'll
Christmas
walk my
Day.
Own.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.